A new report finds that elephants in Africa are under increasing threat from poachers. The conservation group Elephants Without Borders reports that a survey in Botswana counted nearly 90 carcasses of elephants killed by poachers. A similar census in 2014 found one-tenth of that number. Botswana has more elephants than any other African country. Poaching has been a bigger problem in Zambia and Angola, but experts say poachers are moving into new territory. We will continue to follow that story. Another wildlife story now, this one from California's Pacific Coast, with a far smaller subject. Purple sea urchins are spiny underwater invertebrates. They look like pincushions. They're native to the California coast, but their population is growing out of control. So a band of divers is organizing an effort to restore the balance in the ecosystem. Reporter Claire Strempel ventured out with divers, plucking out purple urchins by the boatload.
Hair's on, wriggling the mouth. Rag in your mouth.
It's just after 8 a.m. on a foggy morning on the Mendocino coast. James Mosquito helps divers in black neoprene wetsuits flip backwards off his boat. These divers are plunging down 30 feet into the cold water to scrape purple urchins off the bottom.
Okay. Bars, bags. Okay, fix your mask. Hold on your mask.
Usually divers on this cove are picking abalone, but today they're only taking purple urchins. Some use their hands, others have improvised tools. One woman carries a yellow kitty litter scooper. Having some urchins in a cove is normal, but this amount is out of control. They've eaten all the bull kelp that's a food source for marine life.
There's a lot of battles in a war, and that's what this is.
Matt Madison is one of the divers. He looks like a working man's Neptune, wetsuit open to the waist, and all kinds of spears in the bed of his truck. He's been diving for almost 40 years.
I can remember the days where you come out here diving and you would have to struggle to find the holes to be able to dive in because there was so much kelp.
For the entire underwater ecosystem to switch from kelp forest to a wasteland of spiky urchin in just a few years is unnerving for people like Madison, who spend a lot of time underwater.
Majority, I would say probably 90% of our coast has lost its kelp resource. And it's not only affecting the abalone, it's affecting the whole fishery now. You got no life on the rocks. It looks like someone's pressure washed them with a pressure washer underneath there, where before everything was just covered in life.
Purple urchins are just the most visible sign that the ecosystem is unhealthy. In 2014, a huge area of warm water weakened the bull kelp forest. Purple urchins are fierce competitors for what's now a severely limited supply of bull kelp. And if they eat it all, that means there's none left for the abalone. Abalone are like canaries in a coal mine. They're one of the first species in the ecosystem to be affected by the kelp loss. That's bad news for Blake Tillman, who owns the Fort Bragg dive shop his father opened 40 years ago.
Abalone diving has like been a main part of our business for years, and our numbers are way down.
Most years, people come from all over to dive here. California's Department of Fish and Wildlife estimates the state's recreational fishery is worth between $24 to $44 million annually. But this year, the state closed the waters to abalone diving to give them a chance to grow back. Good for the ecosystem, but hard on local business.
It's so dramatic. I'd say it's probably like 75% down as far as like people coming. Like, it's huge. I got a lot of friends that are business owners in town and restaurant owners and campground owners, and they're all definitely feeling it.
And while diving tourism is slow and commercial divers are out of work, one biologist isn't alarmed by the glut of purple urchins. Kelp expert Steve Lonhart says it's just a thing that happens really rarely.
This is just an alternative stable state.
Lonhart works for the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary and is partnering with California Department of Fish and Wildlife to find solutions for kelp recovery. He says it's happened before, and in theory, this purple urchin ecosystem will eventually recover.
There's a lot of political pressure and pressure from the public to try and do something to see if it's even possible to change some of these urchin-dominated systems back into kelp forests, likely, you know, ahead of schedule, because they will flip back. Just take time.
But water temperature fluctuations like the one that killed the kelp a few years ago are likely to happen more often. They're part of climate change. And many in the diving community aren't satisfied with a theory. They want to see healthy bull kelp come back now. Commercial fishermen and recreational divers, who usually compete for ocean resources, are working towards a common goal. Matt Madison says it's the whole dive community coming together.
From abalone divers to spear fishermen to scuba divers to photographers to research divers. I mean, we've got every aspect of diving here participating in these events, which is just historic.
On this weekend, they'll pull over 2 tons of urchins, almost 60,000 of them. It's a tiny dent on the total population, but people here hope it's the start of a big change. For Here and Now, I'm Claire Strempel.